Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, Chickasha Parks and Recreation Director Spencer Wisenreed. Spencer, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for inviting me, George.
Got a lot to talk about with summertime just around the corner. School's going to be out very soon, and the kids are going to be, and families are going to be heading out to Chickasha Park. So
absolutely,
we're going to get an update from Spencer this morning. A big thanks to our cool conversation sponsor, Stanley Systems, and Kibbity Bank of Oklahoma. All right, I guess we always like to talk about the pool at Shannon Springs Park. And
so you want me to take it?
Go ahead and give us a quick update on all the renovations and repairs that have been made over the last just few months.
Right, yeah. So we redid all the piping for the water to go into the pool. So all the jets are now redone. So that project, and all the back room as well, so all the sand filters and that's all cleaned up too. So that's about $500,000 project, and it is finishing up, and they're testing it right now, actually. So yeah, it's going really well. So, and the first day for the pool to be open is the 27th of this month, so it's coming up here pretty quick.
Right after Memorial Day.
Yes, sir.
And previous years, it didn't open until up like till the first week or two of June. So
yeah,
it's going to be open right after the holiday weekend for sure. So
it's exciting.
The official, unofficial start of summer, I suppose. So, and so almost as good as new.
Yeah.
Right?
It looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
But all of what you can't see is new. So that's good.
Right, there's still some things you'd like to do maybe in the future.
Yes,
that, those
absolutely
are just coming down. What are some of the things you'd like to see out there at the pool?
At the pool?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really what the city wants to do is how I see it. Because could you get a brand new pool? Sure. But it costs a lot of money. Or we could refurb the pool, and that costs money too. So it's more about what the city wants to do than what I want. But I'll do whatever we want to do. Whatever direction that we want to go, I'll do it. So. But yeah, this renovation was like the quick fix. May not last as long because other things could still break because there's still aging material in there. But it was the cheapest. The value was there for this option.
Right. We give it a few more years of life anyway. Right.
Right. That's the goal.
Yeah.
So extend it.
The city council approved a contract with the Y. The YMCA manages the pool every summer.
Yes, sir. Yep. So they take care of all the lifeguards. The city takes care of the chemical and ordering all that, making sure it's all maintained.
Mm-hmm.
But they do like front of the house work with it, and I do the back house stuff, or the city does the back house stuff.
So anybody that wants to find out about swimming lessons or things like
contact
that that's offered, to get a hold of the YMCA.
Yes, sir. You can talk to Corbin over there, and he'll take care of you. He runs the pool, so, and Lewis helps take care of it too. But those two kind of tag team it together, but mostly it's Corbin's baby.
Right, and usually and the pool hours are almost every day, although I think Sunday it's kind of closed to the public, but they have private parties.
I believe so. Yep.
Yeah.
And you can rent it anytime you want.
Right.
And you contact Corbin for that, and you can book it with them, and he'll take care of you. So private pool parties, absolutely.
All right, glad things are going well for the pool, for sure.
And I believe if you're a Y member, you can swim for free.
Exactly.
So if you're not a Y member and you want to swim, I think it's $5.
Right.
Still really cheap. But if you're a Y member, it's absolutely free. So it's one of their free things
over
there.
One of their perks there for being a Y member, for sure.
Right, right.
Let's talk about the upgrades at Shannon Springs Park, because been an addition to the pool. You did some upgrades to the splash pad out there.
Right. Yeah, we're finishing up that project, too. I'm hoping to have that done here pretty quick, but basically the same kind of idea with this project, where it was a lot of back house material that was switched out and piping was fixed. All the fixtures are working right now, so that's new, because we have, like, two of them have been down since before my time. But they're all up and going right now. I got to see them all work. So we're just waiting on some cement work, and then that project's going to be flipped back to the public again, too.
Of course, it's open during daylight hours, and you see families out there all the time.
8 to 8. Open 8 to 8.
All right. Also at Shannon Springs Park, we got the big fireworks show coming up.
July
4th. It's always a great event.
I believe there's some other things going on that day, too. We're going to do a free open swim to kids that day too. A little bit of a I'm going to plug it in there, but I don't know if I'm supposed to, but it's in the works. So is what I should say is there's going to be a free for the kids. I believe it's 12 and under are free, So, but the parents and the older kids still have to pay. But yeah, so that's coming up. We're trying to expand that whole event. So
right, I think the chamber's got some programs that'll be going. So the park's going to be open maybe about 4 o'clock that afternoon for the fire. You know, for food trucks and all the activities going to be going on out there. Yep. But the big thing's the fireworks. One of the better fireworks displays in the area for
sure.
It's
beautiful. It is absolutely fantastic out there.
A lot of donors make that possible. So that's amazing.
Definitely the big event of the summer in Chickasha is that fireworks show.
Let's move over to Ouachita Valley Park, and we get ready for Juneteenth coming up next month. So that's always a big event. But it's the second biggest park.
I love that park because it's less trodden. It's less seen. So if you want to see a lot of people, go to Shannon. But if you want to have all the same amenities and be by yourself, go to Ouachita Park. It is beautiful out there. The splash pad's working. That's all up and going. Bathrooms are great. That community building's great if you want to rent it. It's beautiful.
There's fantastic. A stove and a refrigerator, and you can do some cooking out there or whatever. Or,
bathrooms. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like $30 an hour, and you can rent this. It's cheap. It is so cheap. And we clean it, and we set up chairs and tables for you. You just show up, use it, make sure don't break anything, and you go home. So we'll clean it up, too.
All right, and some news coming up pretty soon. I think we've talked about it just a little bit on the radio station. I know you can't say a whole lot, but the Thunder basketball court's going to be getting some renovations later this summer. That's the word. We're back on the Cool Conversation with Spencer Winsenreed, and some news earlier this year about leases at Lake Chickasha have kind of been canceled for the folks that have been living out there, you know, on a permanent basis. But there's some changes coming in the few weeks. But people can still go out there and they can camp temporarily and get still fish and boat and do all that, right?
Sure. Yeah. So if you wanted to stay out there, even for 2 weeks, if you want to be out there for 2 weeks, you can camp out there in your RV or camper. And then
can you do primitive camping?
Primitive camping, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's $15 a day for primitive camping and $25 if you want hookups. That's the price breaks on those. But yeah, no, there's a boat. Boats can get out there on the water. You can get a boat permit for that either at City Hall or out there. And you can fish and all that too. So it's you can do anything you want out there for up to 2 weeks, and you're good to go.
And you've cleaned out the lake over the last few months,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. We cleaned out all those docks. We cleaned out this year. There's a bunch of abandoned docks over there on the north side. Cleaned all those out. Last year we cleaned out all those abandoned homes that were out there, all those trailers that were out there. We pulled all those out. So it's looking a lot better. It doesn't look so abandoned. It's looking good.
All right. About bathrooms and showers?
There are portable bathrooms.
Okay.
Porta potties out there. No showers.
No showers.
No showers right now. No, we shut all those down. But yeah, no, there's still portable bathrooms, porta potties. It's still pretty good.
All right, and there's an honor box out there. So if you're going to use the lake, put a check or something, I guess, in there is what people do most of the time.
Yeah. No, if you want to leave a check in the box, that's great. It's over there as you're coming in before you drop down by the campsites. There's an honor box on the top of the hill, and you can pay there. And our camp host Jody out there will catch you and leave a note on your car to please pay. But please pay.
Who's out there?
Jody. Her name's Jody. Jody Nations.
Okay.
She's been out there for 4 years.
Okay.
She's fantastic. She is on it. She's so good. So.
Sports complex. It's very busy this time of year.
Yeah, right. So we've got tons of players and parents out there. We have tournaments every weekend out there. So. In a year, we have over 200,000 visitors, pushing 250,000 visitors a year out of the sports complex. It is busy.
What does the city do to try to maintain the park? And I know sometimes it's kind of tough, especially when it rains a lot like it
when it rains 13 inches in 30 days. Yeah, no, it's crazy how much. And then we got to catch up on all the mowing, and that goes for the parks too, but the sports complex as well. It's fun, but at the same time, it's a little stressful, but it's all good because we get to bring people to town, you know, building that community, bringing people that are paying dollars into our community that aren't from here. And that's huge because they'll stay at hotels, eat out, and they bring in millions of dollars into our community.
The dog park
is
pretty popular, isn't it?
Dog park's been a fantastic addition to our park system. It was a great addition. It's been up for 2 years now. But it's beautiful. Everything's going well out there. There's a small dog side, big dog side. And yeah, the dogs are loving it, and the watchers are too. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, there's some water fountains out there for the dogs. There's a
little obstacle courses.
Courses. Yeah, there's some doggy bags in case you forget yours, yep. and please pick up after your dogs. But yeah, no, it's a fantastic addition to the system.
There are some smaller parks around town too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know there's one about like 11th and Alabama.
Yeah, 12th and Alabama.
Austin Park, I think.
Austin Park's over there by the Votek.
Okay, that's right.
And I just took my kids there last week actually. And they loved it because the creek had a lot of water in it because of all the rain. So they were playing down there by the water. But yeah, there's new swings that were put up by donations. And then a company here in town donated the labor. I believe it was CMS Willowbrook donated the labor. They're great additions to the parks.
What else do you have going on?
We're working on that trail system still, getting that updated there in Shannon Springs Park.
That's right. We're looking for maybe some type of grant to help out with the rebuilding that trail around the pond there.
That's been going on for a couple years now. Sorry, guys, it's been taking so long. But with this grant, there's a lot of extra red tape because it's like a state federal grant, and so they have a lot more box check items, mm-hmm. and so it takes a while. We'll say that. So, like, they want to count the number of butterflies, endangered butterflies in the park.
Really?
To make sure we're not impacting. It's on that level, like endangered species and environmental impacts studies. And so, it's taking a little bit. Hopefully, we start putting it in March of next year is the goal. But again, we're bumping into all this red tape, so we'll see. I'm going to push it, though.
And the bridge over the pond, that's a project that's kind of in the works, too, right?
We'd like to replace that. It's getting old. It's starting to waller out, as they say, on those piers. We'd like to get that switched out. Parks and Rec Board, and we're looking at other projects as well.
How often does the board meet?
A month, okay. Yes, sir. Typically, it's the fourth Thursday. At 6 o'clock at City Hall, and anyone's welcome to come. It's an open meeting. So, but yeah, I know we talk about upcoming projects where we'd like to see added or changed, or we have people come in and talk about different projects. Again, those couple projects that are in the works that aren't really ready to be rolled out just yet because they're just so
in the beginning stage,
pie in the sky kind
there
of stuff.
You go.
Yeah. So I like those metaphors.
Hey, you got to start somewhere.
So right. It's just fun to dream. So, but yeah, no, it's a great group. We've got some new council people on there. Kim Irving volunteered to be on there, and George Jan's going to be on there too. Mm-hmm. So those two will be on there, and then I've got other members. I got like Jeannie Mather, Dr. Mather. Mm-hmm. George Hector, our buddy, as you all call him.
Yep.
Brian Gerdes is on there. Parker Denton. Jim Gleckler. He's been on there for a bit.
Spencer, appreciate the update on City Parks.
Great. Well, thanks for having me.
Have a great summer. Thanks.
Thank you, George.
Spencer Winsen-Reed, the Chickasha Parks and Recreation Director on our Cool Conversation program today. A big thanks to Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma for helping us out every week.